Very familiar scripture, book of Exodus, chapter number 33. I'd like to read. Begin reading verse number 9. That's the book of Exodus, chapter number 33. In reading verse number 9. Very familiar scripture about Moses. It said, "It came to pass as Moses entered to the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. All the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. All the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. The Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou said, I know thee by name, hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carest up not hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." We'll look back here to verse number 21. I'd like to take my message from tonight. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me. There is a place by me. In other words, there is a place in God each and every one of us tonight desire to reach. We try to struggle our way through. We try to build a relationship. We try to seek God. But we can't never come to the place we really want to be in God.
Come on, brother.
I want you to think about that for just a moment as I preach tonight. There is a place in God that every one of us can reach. We've been searching. We've been seeking. We've been praying about that place. I know you hear some people say, if I can just get back to the place that I used to be. Well, that's for some people. But I feel like tonight there's a place in God I hadn't reached yet. I don't know how you feel about it.
Come on.
But there is a yearning and a desire within my heart to reach a place in God that I never reached. What is that place, preacher? I believe it's a place that I can have a revelation. You know, the Apostle Paul had a revelation of God. We know that he had a revelation of the third heaven. We know that he was given such a ministry to outreach to the Gentile race. And through Paul's ministry, many were touched and delivered from the power of sin. Much was accomplished with an ink pen. Was written the epistles while he was in the prison house. Much was accomplished through his work through the ministry. But Paul desired to reach a place in God. That he separated himself in certain areas to go to preach the gospel. He had even separated himself not to even marry and take that responsibility. To set out to God and to fulfill the ministry that God had called him to do. Amen. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to know, Lord, that there is a place in thee. And God, I pray tonight that you'd encourage every saint of God that is here to know, Lord. Amen. There is a yearning and a desire to reach the place that we need to be in God. Oh, yes, Lord. I pray that you just touch here tonight, Lord. We look to you in faith. Take thy word. Let us learn from it, God. Let us apply it to our daily life. Every situation that we may have, God, just touch us. Encourage every heart that is here. Do a work in our midst, God, and what is ever accomplished, we'll forevermore praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said, amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. Church, we come to know that Moses here, amen, praise God, when the cloudy pillar descended, when he stood at the door of the tabernacle, here the Lord talked with Moses. He talked with him. And verse 11 teaches us, as the Lord spoke to Moses, he spoke to him face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. Now, if we observe and we study the old prophets of the old Bible, amen, we come to know the Lord in the life of Moses, that Moses had a great encounter with God.
Yes.
And through these encounters, whether it be encounter when he was on the mountain, when he had received a table of commandments that was written upon a tablet, or if he was upon the mountain as he observed the burning bush, amen. Oh yes, Moses had these encounters just like he had here in these verses of Scripture. And we come to know that Moses was in a place with God, that he was to receive instruction by God to know how to lead his people. It's just like when a preacher gets along with God as the Spirit begins to reveal to him the message for the hour. To give him instruction. That's why the Bible teaches the Word of God is for correction, for reproof, and for correction, instruction under righteousness. And we know that through the Word of God, we need that instruction. We need to learn what thus saith the Lord. Now, Moses was carrying the message. We know he was carrying the message of God. Amen. But Moses had such an encounter here in these verses of Scripture. There was a place that Moses desired to be when the Lord said unto him, I will show thy glory unto him. That's what he desired, that place in God. Amen, praise the Lord. He already had told Moses, I know thee by name. And two verses of Scripture I read to you, he referred to, I know thee by name. Praise God.
Yeah.
And he come to know that, amen, if you go with me, I'll go. If your presence go not with me, I will not go. But if you go before me, if you go with me, I will go where you shall send me.
Yeah.
And when the Lord was speaking unto Moses, he had proclaimed the name of the Lord. He had proclaimed the message. He gave the message. He gave the instruction to the children of Israel. But we come to know here, amen, as the Lord had said unto Moses, this is where Moses, a place that he had reached in God, amen, when he had said, amen, referring his glory, referring to, amen, this rock, referring to the cliff of the rock, referring to his hand, passing by, amen, glory to God, that I will place thee in the cliff of this rock, amen, praise God. You see, Moses, saints of God, he wanted that place, he wanted to reach that place, amen, praise God, that he could just get along with God and let God enlighten him and help him and bring him to the place that he evermore desired.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. Now show me all this glory. I have sought thy face. A man who had prayed and fasted for 40 days upon the mountain. A man that had such, amen, encounter with God that his countenance even changed. When he come off the mountain, the people could see for themselves that Moses had been with God.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see in a person's life, that they had been with God. Amen. That's why Jesus come down to the closet prayer. Amen. That when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and seek, amen, the Heavenly Father that shall see in secret and reward thee openly. Amen. There's a time that when a man gets alone with God, that the people can see such a way about that man or about that woman that has been with God. It's something about their countenance. It's something about their conversation. It's something about their life that's bringing forth such fruits unto God and by the Spirit that has made them what they are today. I don't know about you, church, but I'm still desiring to reach a place in God. Amen. There's a place that I want to get along and let God just speak
speak to my heart and reveal his infallible truths unto me that I've never known. I believe just like it was with the Apostle Paul, that in Christ, the unsearchable riches that was in Christ. Amen. You know when he spoke as to the church and in the book of Ephesians, when Paul had referred to the church that when Christ shall come, he's coming back for a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing, a church that has been sanctified and washed, amen, by the word, amen, praise God, a church, amen. And you know how the scripture brings forth how that a man should love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And he goes on to speak about the unsearchable riches of Christ. I believe that when Paul was searching for the unsearchable riches of Christ, there was a place in God that he had never encountered. Amen. That when he come down to even his time of departure, he had felt within himself, well, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I kept the faith, and laid it for me as a crown of righteousness, which the Lord in righteous judge shall give unto me that day, not only unto me, but all those who shall love his appearing. But you see, he knew his departure was at hand. He knew he fought a good fight. He knew he finished the course. He knew he had kept the faith. But did Paul really come to the place that he desired in God? Amen. Did Paul really come to the place that he so desired in God? Did Moses ever come to the place that he so desired in God? Amen. Did Peter ever come to the place that he so desired in God? Did Abraham and Isaac and Jacob ever come to the place that they evermore desired? Amen. In God. What about even with Moses, when it come time for Moses to die because of that one act of disobedience? Amen. That he struck the rock instead of speaking to it what God had said, even though God gave the abundance of the water from the rock, even though he had smote the rock, still water came forth. But God said, speak to the rock. But Moses, through his anger with the people, he struck it. But God still met the need.
Yes.
What about at times, church, through our disobedience to the things that we don't wait upon God for, but he still comes through for us anyway? That's the way he come for his people. The people had the leader and they had Moses. But Moses was there. And because of this one act of disobedience, Moses did not go to the promised land that God had promised. Amen. He promised it for the people, for Moses to lead them into. But the thing about it, Moses had come to the place that God was not going to forsake him for not entering into the place of Canaan. Moses entered to Canaan, but it wasn't on this earth. It was in the life to come.
That's right.
And the thing about it, before his death, as he stood upon the mount, God allowed him to see what was before him. Amen. In this earth. Amen. But just as sure as he left here, as he died, he was in Canaan, praise God. It was a place far more than what he was going to lead the people into. A so much more greater place than what God had for Moses. But he let him see it from afar off and what God had promised. Amen. Oh yes, Moses, you'll not enter in into this earthly like a place of a tabernacle. Amen. For the people of God, a place of refuge. A place that I promised for my people. But I'm going to take you out of this place and lead you to a blessed rest in me. A blessed place and a blessed rest in me. Amen. That you never encountered here on earth. That's why the scripture said, for it is written, I have not seen nor yet heard, nor has entered to the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But saints of God, there's still a place on earth. I know the heavenly's going to be so much greater than what our minds can even imagine. But still, just like with Moses, I'm going to search, I'm going to seek, I'm going to pray, I'm going to long for, I'm going to ask for, amen, a place in God that I've never seen or never reached before. I believe God has an open door for me to step into. Amen. I believe when God opens the door of opportunity, amen, whether it be an outreach on the mission field, whether it be outreach preaching on the streets, whether it be a prison ministry, whatever God has to reveal his glory and his power, like he did at the time of Lazarus. Jesus knew how they felt, but God desired to show his glory before all the neighbors and friends that came to comfort Mary. and Martha. Amen. That's why it was said, show me thy glory, show me thy power. Like Brother James preached about last night, there's power in God, there's glory of the Father. And that's what God desired for the people to know. Amen. Amen. The glory was to be revealed. The word was going to come forth when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. That the power of Almighty God shall raise the dead. Amen. God desired to reveal to his people what I can do to enlighten your eyes and let you encounter and see for yourself my power and my glory. Amen. Another time to see the works of Christ to be wrought and to be brought forth.
Amen.
Amen. Like Brother James was preaching last night, church, the church has seen the lost its power. Amen. The true anointed word of God is not going forth. That there will come a time in the last day. Amen. There shall not be a famine for bread and for water, but the true anointed word of God being preached among the churches today. The deception is on every corner. Deception is at hand. But the true anointed word of God that goes forth, it brings the bondage of sin, like I preached about this morning, that bondage that we were once in, the power of the word, the power of God, amen, to break that bondage and to bring us to a life of submitting ourselves to Christ. It's no more longer in many churches today because they preach a message to please the people, amen, because they're nothing more than the fine, filthy lucre amongst the people that take in gain for themselves, spiritual gain and prosperity in the land of America today. But I want the anointed word. I want something to break up my fallow ground. I want something to melt my heart and to get me to the place that I never reached in God. I've been serving the Lord now going on 33 years, and I come to know 33 years, Haman is not long enough to find a place in God that I have not reached yet. I was sharing with my wife today, we was talking about it. Amen. Something, I don't know, recently has seemed to prick my heart and to speak to me. I believe it's no more than when a man has set himself, amen, to search for the unsearchable riches of Christ, like the Apostle Paul had spoken about. In other words, Lord, you have such a personal relationship with me that you can reveal to thy servant the truth and the revelation, amen, of thy word in the last hour to speak truth to a people that are hungry and desiring truth, and like our eyes that's never been opened to shall reveal through words of prophecy, amen, through words of, amen, of, through gifts of tongues and interpretation and prophecy, and what God would have for the church of Jesus Christ to come to know that God is still on his throne desiring to speak, amen, a word of truth to his own and lead them to the place that they've never been. Amen, some of you can testify by the place that you've never been before until recently. God has led you to a place, but there's still something in you that's still not satisfied, really, that longing that you have because you have not reached that place. And that's what Moses said, there's a place by me. That's what God said, there's a place by me. That's what he was saying to Moses. There is a place by me. Amen. There is a place in God. Amen. Can you say amen, church? Oh, my God. This is what the Lord said. Oh, there's a place, son. There's a place in me you hadn't reached because you hadn't really given yourself. You hadn't poured out like you need to pour out. You hadn't yearned and desired like you thought that you should have. I don't know what may be the hindrance. I don't know what may be standing in the way. But I'm telling you, saints of God, I feel it in my spirit. God desires such a personal relationship with his people to lead you to a place that you've never been. It's a yearning and a desire within the heart of man to reach a place in God, in a yearning and a desire within you. Oh, God, help us today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, church, he said, oh, there's a place. I was thinking it struck me today, but son, there's a place. Amen, there's a place I want you to come unto me. Oh, and find that rest that you really need. Amen, that's what Jesus said. Come on, all you that labor in heaven lay now, give you rest. Amen, there's a refuge, there's a place of habitation. There's a place in my word, there's a place. There's a place in the closet. There's a place to give yourself unto God, and only He can speak and reveal truth unto you.
Come on, brother.
Oh, God, help us, church. I don't know about you, but I feel that, oh, there's a place in God. There's a place. And the thing about it, God is so personal. He said, I have a place for every one of you. Every one of you has a place in me. It may be a little bit different in the ministry for some. It may be a little bit of different calling for others in other areas in the ministry. It may be, I don't know what God may have for you. Amen. Man can share, man can give, and man can preach, he can pray, but only God's the giver of all good things. Amen. It comes from above, and He fulfills that longing and desire within the heart of man. That's why the psalmist could say in that Psalms 107, He fills the longing soul, the hungry soul with goodness. My Lord God, tonight, I don't know about you, church, but I feel it in my spirit. What the Lord shall say unto us tonight, if you only long like you've never longed before, if you only search like you never searched before, in my last hour, in my last day, shall God pour out His Spirit upon the handmaids and the young men and the old men. Amen. Shall He give unto us the word that we need? Yes, He can. Oh, God, help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, God. That's what He's saying at verse 21. Oh, there's a place. God said to Moses, I'll place you in the cleft of the rock.
Right.
Amen. That's the place for Moses. Amen. I don't know where your cleft may be. Amen. I don't know where your cleft may be tonight. Amen. It may be in a place that would you have set your sights, time alone with God. I don't know where your place may be. I don't know where you have a place of solitude. I don't know, amen, what may be your desire altogether, the things that you're seeking for. But God's saying, oh, you must do what? You must make the time, because you'll never find it if you don't. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there's a place. Oh, God, help us.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know how you feel tonight, church, but there's a place in God. Amen. Oh, is it for these forefathers? Is it for the prophets? Is it for the kings? Is it for us? It's for any man that has set himself. Amen. Set his face like a flint. Seek God as Daniel had prayed earnestly before God three times a day. It was only when he could open up the windows toward Jerusalem and see, I guess, all that was taking place in his time. Amen. But Daniel was a man who had prayed, sought God, had set himself for a 21-day fast. Amen. To seek God in sackcloth and ashes. He had set himself to a place in God that he could reach, church. Amen. That God was going to deliver the man from the lion's den. It was not only for the encounter for Daniel in the lion's den. It was not only for Moses and what God was enlightening him to. Amen. Even when David, when he was just a shepherd boy down in the field, when the bear came, the lion came, what could he do to slew the lion and the bear? Because he had a great anointing with God. You see, God desired for David to have the anointing. God desired for Samson to have the power. Amen. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord began to drive him in the camp of Dan. As the Spirit and the Lord desired for Samson to be in the place that God would lead him. Through our neglect, through our failures. Amen. Oh, we haven't reached that place yet. You know, finding favor with the King, or dwelling under the secret places of the Most High God. Amen. You see, David had such a place with God, even though the sin crept in his life, it crept upon him. In other words, Satan made it available to him, made it look good to him, and he took advantage of it. He took hold of it. Once he took a hold of it, it seemed to give him pleasure for a while. The old Nathan the prophet come by and revealed truth unto David. He took that word and applied it to himself, and he cried out in Psalms 51, oh my God. In other words, that's why, you know, we preached and referred to it at times, and what David said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, but renew a right spirit within me. David, Amen. Once he was in that place, he knew he'd never be satisfied till he got back to the place that he once was with God. And this is how I believe it. David was almost there, but God took him. I know that David gave instruction to Solomon when he was on his deathbed of charging the ways of the Lord that I have followed. David never reached that place because of his sin and rebellion against God through the sins that he committed. God restored him. God forgave him. He always had it in his mind. He played with it. But through the man's feelings inside of things, it kept him from the place that he desired in God, because he knew he failed God. That's the way the enemy is. He always wants to bring to our mind the failures that we have done, the neglect that we have done, and the shortcomings, weaknesses that we may have. And it seems like it's keeping us from reaching that place in God that we desire to reach, because Satan uses that against us. We can't seem to overcome that. And you tell yourself, I can't get back to that place. I'll never be in that place again. Amen. That's why Satan, he brings such thoughts to our minds that if we don't have such a relationship with God, we'll never be able to overcome those kind of thoughts. And we'll never reach that place of relationship once again if we give place to what he's telling us and feed in our minds. We have to come to the place of full commitment and surrender to God. Amen. To let Satan, the father of lies, know that when he speaks lies, God also speaks truth. If I could ever stand on truth, let me see it now. If I could ever stand on that promise, let me see it now. If I could ever stand on that word, let me see it now. I'm telling you, church, tonight, there is a place that God desires for you to reach. There is a place in him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It don't matter what Satan may tell us. We can't give those kind of thoughts. We got to do something to get those kind of thoughts out of our head. But it's on and on and on and on and on. And it seemed like it's day in and day out. And I never have no victory like I once had. Never had no power with God like I once had. God don't use me like he used to. I have no feelings like I used to. I have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I know what the scripture teaches us about all those things. It's a lie out of hell when the devil tells you you can't never get back to the place in God because you love him so much and you desire so much. You tell yourself and you tell the devil, I can't abide a help of God. God has something for me. God has a place in me. Yes, he does. Amen. And I'm going to claim it in the name of Jesus. Woo! I'm going to claim that in the name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know about you, church, but I feel it in my spirit tonight. Oh, God help us. There's a place. Oh, it's just in a reach, just arm's reach. It's just reaching out and touching the hem of his garment. Come on, you know what I'm saying. Amen. It's just you may be walking through the fire. I say you may be walking through the fire. I say you may be walking through the fire. But Isaiah 43 teaches me in verse number 2, what's it teach us? Amen. You're not going to be burned. The water's just not going to overtake you. Amen. The floods of doubt, when they come against your mind, I'm claiming truth. I'm proclaiming help. I'm proclaiming victory. Amen. We sung it tonight. There's victory ahead. There's victory ahead. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Woo.
Amen. Praise God. Show me thy glory. Place me in the cleft of the rock. That's what I need, Lord. There's just a place for me. Just you and me. Worship him, church. Now just raise your hands and magnify the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Think about it. Ooh. Ooh, glory, glory. Oh, there's a place. There's a place. There's a place. There's a place. I want you to pray that unto the Lord right now. Lord, there's a place for me. You have a place for me. Oh God, you have a place. You have a place for me. Amen. Can you pray that prayer tonight, Lord? There's a place. It's just me and you, Lord. You may say this, it's just me again, Lord. I've come before thee. It's just me again, but I know there's a place. You revealed to my heart there's a
place. I'm trying to reach that place. I'm diligently seeking for that place. I long to be in your presence. I long to be there. But the enemy, my soul, the adversary, says it'll never be. He tells me it'll never be. God, help me not to give to that doubt and unbelief. But Lord, help me to stand on thy word tonight. There's a place. There's a place. It wasn't just for Moses, church. It was not just for Moses. It was just not for Abraham. It was just not for Isaac, Jacob. It was just not for the Apostle Paul. It's for you and I. Did you know that since Jesus ascended and the power came the day of Pentecost, great work of God began. Amen. When Peter preached and the power of God was made known unto the people. Amen. That Jesus still saves.
Yes.
Jesus still heals. They proclaimed the gospel to a crooked and a perverse nation. Amen. More. Amen. In this day and hour do we have such an evil generation to proclaim the gospel to the lost and to the wicked, to the sinful men. Oh, yes, but they still hope. There's still power. There's still power to change men's lives. I don't want to give up no hope. Long as there's breath, there's hope. Come on now. I mean, long as we can see and know that God, I was singing about this morning, my God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. I don't know about you, church, but in this last day, I know what deception is around us. I know what men seem to be doing and proclaiming and not living what they preach. But there's still some, there's a minority of people who desires a place in God that God is not one going to withhold from those who walk upright. You hear me tonight? I say God will not withhold those who's going to walk upright. That the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! I long to be near you, said the Lord. I long for you to seek my face in a very perverse nation. Much wickedness surrounds you. Much evil compasses about thee. But I'm still a God that shall overshadow you. I'm still a God that shall love you and care for your every need. But turn and keep your focus upon me. Learn of me in my words and my precepts. And learn that I'm still the God that shall deliver thee again. If you'll only search for me with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding, trust in me. Trust in me, saith the Lord. I'll be a God that shall reward you in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your pain. I'll be a God that will give you help right in the present time of trouble. I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake thee. I'm a true God, and I'm still God that looks upon you every day, every hour, and I'll continue to lead thee as you follow.
Oh, hallelujah. Shall be for thee that has forsaken all to die himself and follow me. Shall be for the yearning within your heart to seek me now. At the time accepted, this is the day. This is the time for you to totally surrender and to seek my face, to know my will for your life. I will continue to lead you in a path of righteousness. I'll lead you in a place by me that you never thought that you could reach. I am a God that longs to be near unto thee
and will surround you with my love and will keep you in the time of a disappointed hour. For I'm still there. I'll help thee. Look unto me, this night saith the Lord. Look not behind thee, but keep thine eyes upon me. I'll be there. Let's lift up our hands and praise Him tonight, church. Let's magnify the Lord. There's a place. Thank you, Jesus. There's a place. Church, I don't know about you, but I'm claiming my place. Claim your place for Christ. Been a weak people. Serve such a strong God. But we have become weak. There's been times we too much lean to the arm of flesh. And trust in God like we should. Find your place to pray.